Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you look good, you play good. Right, Jamie? If you look good,
right.
You play
yes,
good.
Yes, that's right.
That's
yeah.
The way it works.
I will tell you, it is kind of funny because, so Friday, you had already left BJ, but Kabasman, Mike, and myself, we were asking Carson about his golf, right? He doesn't golf.
Now, how did this come up? Because when I left here on Friday, there was no mention of golf in Carson.
That's what I said to him. I said, you didn't even tell us.
No, and didn't say a word.
I know, but
why not?
Well, I think
knew
because
it was go terrible.
Well, I think you and I are ball hogs. I don't think we ask him.
No, but even off air, I mean, just like, hey man, you're not going to believe this, but I'm playing golf, because that's a different thing for him.
Yeah, but I just don't.
Because I don't know what came up.
I think he doesn't think that we probably would care.
Well, and I had kind of some anxiety about it, too.
Oh, that was it.
I'm
you
not
were scared,
lie.
Weren't you? You were scared.
I knew it was going to go bad.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, why did I even agree to this?
So this is funny, though. So so I said to him, I go, well, do you have golf shoes? And he's like, oh, no, I haven't bought any golf shoes. I'm like, if you get the shoes, you'll feel it. And I'm like, do you have a golf glove? And he's like, no. I'm like, you got to get a golf glove because, you know, I mean, once you put that on your hand, it's like you're a professional.
It does.
Yeah.
Instant transformation,
it
man.
It does.
As soon as you put that glove on, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, yeah. You're a professional, yeah. Like immediately.
Yeah.
But instead, I learned that he spent $250 on a new outfit.
Sure did.
A new outfit.
Well, I mean, so Bri and I, like, we get home on Friday, we're like, you know, we should probably, like, look the part at least. If we're not going to play the part, we should probably look it. So we went to Park Meadows. We're like, all right. Well, I was like, honestly, I've heard that Travis Matthews, they've got some good stuff. So I've never really been in there. So let's go in there and check it out. And she's like, okay. So we go in there, and sure enough, and they have a Father's Day sale. So it was one polo and one pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. High quality stuff. Like what? One polo shirt's
perfect.
Like $89. $150 deal.
Total.
Steal.
Yeah.
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 For
steal.
A shirt. Wait. $150 for a shirt and a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
Yeah,
yeah
it's a great
Travis
deal.
Matthews.
Actually,
Father's Day.
Go in there.
Father's
yeah.
Day special.
And they threw in. They actually had golf clubs.
You got a golf club?
Glove, and it was like 20.
Wait,
like,
you're gonna wear a Travis Matthews golf glove?
Yeah, I did. And they threw it in there for free. I was like, done.
People are gonna know.
I was like, man, I walking out of there, I felt like a golfer.
And yeah, I know, but if you wear a Travis Matthews golf club, people are gonna know.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Who's gonna tell him?
Yeah,
it
needs
it's like
to say
Kohl's or something.
It needs to say
no.
TaylorMade or Callaway or something like that.
One of the golf
brands. Not a Travis, whatever.
Matthews.
Yeah. I don't even know who Travis Matthews is.
He's a thing.
He's a thing. Yeah.
They got good quality stuff. They really do.
A glove's a glove, but it should say like ping or something.
Oh, okay.
You went out and spent all this money for a one day out to play golf?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a deal.
You got to look the part, BJ. I mean, everybody knows that.
Trust me. And those prices, it was actual deal.
That's right.
It is a deal.
Yeah.
It's a deal. It's a
yeah,
Father's Day deal.
And it's like,
deal.
I'll wear the shorts more than just
and
one
And you'll
time.
Wear the polo again.
Yeah.
It's not like it's one time and throw it. He didn't throw it away.
No, but a pair of shorts and one shirt for $150 is just outrageous.
No, yeah. That's how much golf clothes cost.
No, they don't.
You have credit at the shop. You know how much it costs.
It doesn't cost $150. Well, anyway. It doesn't cost $150.
Well, they said Father's Day deal, and I was like, yeah, I'm a dad.
I'm with you. You brought in a coupon. It was a good deal. I back you on that. I bet you look good.
Oh, I look great. Just strolling up to the fairway. First tee, everyone's watching.
But the problem is your golf glove is brand new. So it's like bright and shiny and people knew.
No marks on it whatsoever.
Now, the people that you were playing with, at any point, did you just get the feeling that they felt like that you might be holding them up a bit?
Oh, second hole.
Oh, okay. All right. Because
absolutely.
Because, you know, when I'm playing bad and I'm playing with people that are better than me and I'm holding them up, it gets in your head. After a while. Did that happen to you, or you just didn't give a rat's?
No, I felt terrible.
You did.
I honestly apologized the entire time we were on the court.
Was it a scramble?
Yeah, it was a scramble. So that was a saving grace.
Yeah, that's easier. Yeah. But they have to take a couple of your balls.
And I was trying to get them drunk. So I was trying to, like, I was buying them lots of drinks from the
so they wouldn't
bar girls. So I was like, well, maybe they'll just be like, oh, this is a great day.
He's such a nice guy buying all those drinks.
If you're getting them drunk, then you're getting drunk too, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're getting hammered. Oh, well, yeah, it had to go.
I mean, even if I was,
right.
I guarantee you I was probably better a little tipsy than I was sober.
Because you get a little more, like, loose.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about every shot. It was just in my head, like, oh, my gosh, don't shank this.
And see, that's the problem with being an athlete, because Carson's an actual athlete, is that when you can't do something, it drives you insane.
Yeah.
Right? Because you feel like you're an athlete, so you're coordinated. But golf is different.
Yeah,
golf is just different.
100%.
It does
different.
Not go with all the rules.
No, you don't have to be an athlete.
No, not at all.
Not at all. You could be a schlep.
Yep.
And you could not look the part at all, and you could play pretty good. But
you could be 800
look the part,
pounds.
You're terrible.
Yeah, if you're 800 pounds, you can play golf.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hate that it went so bad for you. I was hoping for just a little bit, you know, maybe a glimmer of hope here, you know?
I had one good putt. And that was the same.
A putt?
That was the highlight of my day.
One putt?
Oh, man, my putt game is on it. I got the putt game.
Well, maybe you should go to putt-putt.
Yeah. I do play a mean game, and I thought that would set me up perfectly because, you know, in putt-putt, they have obstacles and stuff.
That's what I was going to say. Were you confused because there was no windmill?
Yeah. I was waiting for something to pop out of the ground.
Terrible.
Oh, well, terrible. At least you played.
Yeah, you gave it a shot.
Well,
who cares?
Bree wants to get into it, so I think we're going to take some lessons.
Oh, no. Oh, now it's going to be a thing. Uh-oh.
It's a whole thing.
It's a great sport.
Yeah.
Love the sport.
Frustrating, but great.
It's like bowling. Anybody can really do it. I mean, if you have your arm.
And you better have patience.
Yeah.
You better have patience because one lesson's not going to fix it, brother.
Nope. That's true.
I've had so many lessons and I still suck.
Oh, my God. I went to golf camp in Palm Springs for a whole weekend. Like, my hands were blistered. It was so horrible. And
I've always wanted to do that.
No, you don't.
Where you go, well, I think I would. Where you go in on like a Thursday and you stay for 4 days and it's just sun up to sundown. Golf.
Yeah, it sucks. And you have to get up early, and there's no bar, and there's they have like lunch already. They have like lunch ready for you, and there's no bar, and then you have to play a game, and then there's no bar.
I mean, after the game I had on Saturday, I agree with you. That sounds terrible.
God. And then you go back to your beautiful resort, but you're so bone hurt, like every bone, even your fingers hurt, that you just bypass the pool and everything, and you just like hit the bed and go to sleep.
It's you don't awful. Even go to the bar.
There's no bar.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.